All right, Debo said, let's begin. So we left off. Still in the Hakdama, still in the introduction. So we left off. Let's pick up. I think we left off at session Ohanimtza Zman. But let's actually pick up with Fahu Masha Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. Do you see that? It's about a paragraph from where we had left off. Remember again, I will say the Ramchal is teaching us this idea that although the topics that are going to be covered within this particular sefer are quite, I'm sorry, jumping at just a few lines, a page. No worries. So remember again that Ramchal was teaching us that the idea over here was that although the topics that are being discussed in this particular sefer are simple, or would appear to be simple or obvious, it's those very simple and obvious things that very often get overlooked in the spiritual development of the Jew. And the idea being that it's those very simple things that a person is obligated to be mindful of, and it's those very simple things that a person very, very often loses perspective on. And remember, those obvious or quote-unquote simple things are things like Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Says Huma Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Alam Dina Ba'omro. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us when he says, V'yata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Sholem Imach, Kim Yiras Hashem Elokecha, L'leches B'chol D'rachav, L'ahava Osov, L'avodas Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Leva V'chol V'chol Nafshecha, L'shmaras Mitzvos Hashem V'eschuk Osov. And the Ramchal says, this is the meaning of what Moshe Rabbeinu says when he tells us, and now Yisrael, now Jewish people, what does Hashem ask of you but to revere him, but to walk in his ways, to love him, and to serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul, and to keep his mitzvos and his statutes. So the Ramchal says, Kan, kalal kol chalkei shleimos ha'avoda, hanir tzeis l'shmo yisparach. It's in this particular passage that Moshe Rabbeinu tells us all of the necessary pieces to be a successful Oved Hashem. And what are they? V'heim, hayira, reverence, halicha bidrachav, walking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, ahava, love, shleimos halev, completion of the heart, and we'll discuss each of these means, ushmiras kol mitzvos, and keeping all the mitzvos. These are the basic building blocks to a spiritual personality. So what do they mean? Hayira, so what is yira? Ki yiras romimuso yisparach. It is a recognition of the reverence, of the greatness of God. Sheyira melefanov, kimo sheyira melefnei melech gadol v'nora. That you have to revere HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way that you would revere an earthly king, a human king. V'yevosh migdulasa kol tenua shehu bali hisnonean. A person has to be contemplative. A person has to think about every action. The same way if I was in the presence of a human king, I would think about every single thing I said or every single thing I did before I went ahead and did it. So to when I'm in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to contemplate every thought, every action, every speech, kol shekin bedabro lefanov, betfilo ba'asko betaraso. All the more so when I'm davening, when I'm learning, I really have to contemplate, ultimately, again, my behaviors before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Yira. So say that I'm, and now we're going to define in greater depth each of these things, but this is an interesting definition. So Yira Hashem, according to the Ramchal, means that I have a recognition in whose presence I stand. Dalif Nemiata Omid. I know in whose presence I stand. And because I know that I stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything I do is measured. Everything I do is measured. Everything I do is thought out. Everything I do ultimately is done with an understanding that I do so within the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Halicha b'drachav, what does it mean to walk in the ways of God? Kol al kol inyan yosher amidos v'tikunam. This refers to proper character traits. Proper character traits and behaviors. V'huma shebe aru zichronam levracha, mahu rachum afata rachum. What this means ultimately is the Gemara calls divine emulation. God is compassionate, so I have to be compassionate. The idea over here is that halicha bedrachav means just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu possesses the proper midos, so to speak, I must possess the proper midos as well. Uklal kol zeh sheyinag adam b'chol midosav l'chol minei pulosav apiyosher v'hamosar. everything that a person does in life, everything that he does, has to be done with proper midos, has to be done in a derech hayosher, in a proper, just way, and musar, and ultimately, again, in a way of justice and righteousness. The chalalu chachamidu zuchoram livracha, kol shi tiferes lo seha, v'tiferes lo mina adam dahinu, kol aholich al tachlis ha'atova ha'amidis, dahinu, she toldosa chizuk ha'torah, v'tikun achvas ha'amidos. Suppose that he includes two things over here. Salicha b'drachav means proper character traits, and we will see that we learn proper character traits from the Ribono Shel Olam, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that's what we seek to emulate ourselves. But then he takes this a step further as well, which is that Halicha B'drachav means, just like the pathways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are correct and just, so too in life we must make sure that whatever we do is leading us towards a correct and just destination and goal. And I will say, we'll actually discuss this. This is going to be one of the first things that Ramchal discusses, is this concept ultimately, again, of being aware as to what I'm working towards. Right? It's what he'll call the Tov Hamiti. What is the ultimate goal? Like, what am I working towards? What's my goal? What are my goals in life? What's my destination? Are my actions just random or happenstance? Or am I working towards something solid? That's Halicha B'drachav. Ahava. What does it mean to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sheyihi yenikba b'leiv ha'adam ava elav yisparach at she'is'or nafsho la'asos nachas ruach lefanov, until there is a sense of love that is embedded in the heart of man, until his soul is awakened to give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimo shelibo mis'or la'asos nachas ruach la'av v'lim, in the same way that my heart is awakened, I want to give nachas to my parents. V'yitzta'er im chaser zem mitzido me'achirim, v'kana alze, and I'm upset if for some reason my parents don't have nachas, or I'm upset if I do something or someone else does something, takes away from my parents' nachas. V'yismach simcha rabba ba'as also davar mizeh. And ultimately, again, I have incredible happiness when I give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramchal says, that's Ava. So Ava means a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not just an emotion that translates into a behavioral norm. I love my Father in heaven so much that I want to do whatever I can to give him nachas. Next, Shleimos Alev, completion of heart. This means that whatever I do in life, I do so. I do whatever avoda I do with purity of intent. I do so to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for any other intention. The idea over here is that what Ramchal is saying is, it's not enough to do the right thing, but you have to really do the right thing for the right reasons. That's called Shleimos Halev. That's whatever I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I do so with, because you know what I say, it's Maisim Echol Yom, where people do a wonderful thing, but they do it for all the wrong reasons. Now, the truth is, remember, keep in mind, it is better to do the right thing for the wrong reasons than it is not to do the right thing at all. I'll give you a simple example. A person does chesed, and a person does a chesed because they want to be recognized by others. I want people to know me as a Baal Chesed. I'm not doing it really for altruistic purposes. I'm doing it for self, for ego purposes. Okay, it's certainly not the best chesed. It's not what Ramchal would call Shleimos Halev. But you know what? At least I'm doing something positive. There's something exceptionally beneficial in that. So we'll discuss the idea of shalom lishma, bal lishma. We'll get to all these concepts. V'nichla bazeh, and included in this, she'alibo shalim ba'avoda, v'lo kaposeach ashtei asifim o ke'osa mitzas anashim milumada. And included in this, Rabbi say, we will see. I'm going to go out of order here. It shouldn't be like mitzas anashim milumada. Mitzas anashim milumada means that to do a mitzvah with absolutely no intent and no concentration. Mitzvah anashim milumada means something that's done by rote. Instead of by rote. Or, poseach ashtei asifim. This is actually quite amazing. Poseach ashtei asifim literally means straddle the fence. And I will say, what does that mean? Just as an aside, we'll get to this inside. But one of the most amazing things that we'll see in the Ramchal is about saying, you know what our most fundamental issue is with religion, if we're honest with ourselves? What's our most fundamental issue with God? It's not that Judaism is hard. Because the truth is, in the grand scheme of things, Judaism is not so hard. There are a lot of expectations, but the truth is, if you think about what you get from God versus what He gives you, so the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got a lot more on His plate than I have on mine. That's the honest to goodness truth. So what's the real issue when it comes to religion? Well, say if we're honest, we're just among friends here, is we have commitment issues. What does that mean? That I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, I love you. I'm so in love with you. But you know what? Perhaps we could see other people. You know, meaning I'm not ready to settle down. We know this. I'm not ready to commit. So we all have this in different ways where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, I'm going to do A, B, C. But when it comes to D, like, I really know I should, but I'm just not willing to fully commit. Now, the interesting part is, why am I not willing to commit? So very often, it's not because it's too hard or it's not. It's because that commitment is a very big thing. And you see this in people all the time, where a person will do so much, and they're like, they get to this point, and they're not willing to take that step. And you're like, wow, what's the problem? You've done all of this incredible work to get you to this point, but yet you just can't seem to take that next step forward. That's a commitment issue. That's what he calls Shlemos Aleif. Shlemos Aleif means we straddle the fence. That we've got one leg over, I've got one leg over, and the truth is I've got half my heart over, but I just can't lift my foot out of that other space and fully place it in the purview of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela shiyeh kolibo nosen lozeh. Person has to work on having his entire heart pledged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, you see this, that's why people have...
You're going to say why you can't commit?
No, that's it, because people have commitment issues. That's it. People in general, same reason people can't commit to relationships, people can't commit to most things, because people like to always keep their options open, right? Because the potential is the grass is always greener on the other side, and so they just have commitment issues. And that's why it's an amazing, amazing thing. You see this, Maisim Bechol Yom. Sometimes it's because commitment requires a lifestyle change, and sometimes I'm just not ready to make that lifestyle change, even though I know that it's the right thing to do. I know in my heart, it's not a question that I'm not sure if it's correct. I know it's correct. I'm just simply not ready or willing to do it. So again, a person could be wonderful, a person could be accomplishing, but they're missing that Shlemos Aleif. Let's just do one more piece, and then we'll stop. Ushmiras kol mitzvos. Shmiras kol mitzvos kimashmo. What does it mean to listen to all the mitzvos? That's kind of like what it says. Listen to all the mitzvos. Dahainu shmiras kol mitzvos kulon b'chol diktukein utinoehen. To listen to all the mitzvos with all of their details and with all of their different conditions. So Rabbi say, see here the Ramchal, and this is already beautiful. This is just the Hakdama. Can you imagine what we're going to get in the Sefer? So here you see over here the Ramchal just simply giving us, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. And by the way, the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu says is such a strange pasuk, because remember all the Mefarshim ask, Moshe Rabbeinu seems to minimize the amount of effort involved. V'yata Yisrael, now Klaiser, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of you? Nothing more than what? Nothing more than to revere him, to walk in his ways, to love him, to serve him with all of your heart and with all of his soul, and with all of your soul, and to listen to all of his mitzvos. So now the Ramchal explains. So again, now we have definitions. So what does it mean to revere? What does Yiras Hashem mean? According to Ramchal, Yiras Hashem means that Shivisi Hashem Negdi Summit, that I have to live my life with a recognition that I'm always in the presence of God. Because if you live life, the Baba Tanya writes about this also, if you live life with God awareness, if you live life in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition it changes everything. Halicha Bidrachav, Midos. It's not just enough to do mitzvos. A person has to have proper midos, and the person has to build those midos into everything he does. Ava, love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a constant, unending desire to give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlemos Halev, commitment. Commitment. God, I'm in. I'm in. Both feet, 100%, 1,000%. Doesn't mean I'm not going to make mistakes. Doesn't mean I'm not going to mess up. Doesn't mean it's not going to be a struggle. Doesn't mean I'm not growing. I'm growing. I'm trying. But just my heart is fully committed to you. And Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos, ultimately a pledge to do my best to fulfill all of the mitzvos according to their details and according to the way you want them performed. We'll stop over here. Mirza Hashem. I will stop over here. In this edition, it's by paragraph. We're almost done with the Hakdama, so we'll need just one more little couple of minutes for the Hakdama. Mirza Hashem.